اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، روح کو نور تقوا سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، روح کو نور تقوا سے تو شاد کر، روح کو نور تقوا سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر، دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر، حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر، سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر، حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر، سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر، قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر، اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر، قلب کو قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر، اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اکثر تو برباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اکثر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اکثر تو برباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اکثر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، روح کو نور تقوا سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر،
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا. This very beautiful form of our share. نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشار. What a reality Hazrat has explained here, that your nafs, your evil desires, they are your enemy, so you destroy your enemy. Don't make your enemy happy. Don't only make him sad, destroy your enemy. So when we all accept that our lustful desires, which is nafs, and all these evil desires, then why are we making our nafs happy? Why are we fulfilling our lustful desires in breaking the commandments of Allah Ta'ala? So everyone understands, your enemy, you don't make him happy. You don't do things to make your enemy happy. Every person does things to make his enemy sad, to defeat his enemy, to destroy his enemy. Nobody does things to make his enemy happy. So nafs is your enemy, so defeat and destroy your enemy. اپنے مال and the main method of it also Hazrat has explained here. اپنے مالک سے اوٹھ کر کے فریاد کر. Get up, that is tahajjud time, and cry to Allah. You're feeling your enemy is too powerful, he overpowers you. You succumb into the desires of your nafs. So you have got somebody to help you. So and you've got the best time to ask his help. Middle of the night, tahajjud time. Get up and then cry to Allah, that, oh Allah, I've got this terrible enemy who's making me do all wrong things. You help me against this enemy of mine. So it's not difficult. You have got an enemy, you feel you are weak, you succumb to your nafs, you fall prey to the desires of your nafs, but realize also you've got a very strong helper and support, and that is Allah. And he listens to you, and he listens particularly at times like the Hajjub time. Get up and cry to Allah. Dil ko sajda mein ro ro ke aabad kar. And if you make your heart in sajda, that you cry to Allah and make your heart a living life. Zinda dil. A heart that is connected to Allah Ta'ala. So in sajda, go down to Allah. And at that time make dua also. And cry to Allah, pour your heart out. Let the tears flow and see how won't Allah Ta'ala's help come to you. Definitely it will come. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. And your noor, your ruh, your soul. And that is the main thing which controls the body. The ruh controls the nafs also. It is the actual thing. The minute the ruh is not there, this carnal desires also no more exist. The ruh is the main thing. So your ruh, your driver has become weak. If you have got a strong horse, but the rider is weak, the horse will throw him off. The horse will go, he'll try and take the horse in this direction, the horse will go in that direction. Or in our times to understand, when your car is out of control, when you turn the steering this way, the car goes the other way. When you press brakes, it skids and it goes further. And it just goes in whichever direction it wants to. It's out of control. So don't let the nafs be out of control. If the nafs is out of control, it will take you to destruction. And you, the driver, you be in control. So let the driver be strong. You bought your brand new Mercedes Benz. You brought it home, you're 15-year-old, very keen to drive. He got a chance, he grabbed the key and he's gone off for a spin. And he speeds right in the residential area at a high speed. What destruction. But when if you're a mature person, he knows he'll drive it very carefully and he'll drive it with great control. So like that, the ruh then has to be strong. And the ruh then will control the nafs. And to make the ruh strong, ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shaad kar. Make the ruh happy, strong with the noor of taqwa. Acquire the noor of taqwa and your ruh will become strong and then you'll overpower your nafs. You want to have this complaint that I just succumb to my nafs. You are weak. That's why your nafs you make strong. Yeah, a person who feeds his body with all. In other forms, as that explains, you have the best of food to eat and you make your nafs strong, and your ruh, you don't give it any food. No tilawat, no zikr, no good environment and company. So your ruh is gone weak, and the nafs you made strong. So what's the result going to be? You're going to destroy yourself. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashaat kar raha hai. Nafs is your enemy. Realize it, that nafs is your enemy. Shaitan is your enemy. Inna shaitana lakum aduwwum mubeen. Fattakhidhuhu aduwwa. Make him your enemy, Allah Ta'ala explains. Nafs also is your enemy. So don't make your enemy your friend. He's your enemy, take him as your enemy. How, what will happen to that person who takes a snake that is outside in a field and he puts it in his yard, in his garden, or he brings it in his house, or he sleeps with it at night? A very beautiful, colorful snake with nice patterns and designs. And you sleep, your dushman, your enemy, you befriend your enemy, what is going to happen? Nafs is a worse enemy than the snake also. But we don't even realize that this enemy is there. We haven't established him as our enemy. We're just living with him. And many of us just want to make our nafs happy. Nafs say, look at that woman, we look there. Nafs say, don't get up for Fajr, we don't get up for Fajr. The nafs say, show your anger, your temper. We listen to nafs, everything. So you make the nafs our imam. What's going to happen to that person? So nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashaat kar. Dil ko noor e khuda se tu abad kar. And your heart, make it alive. Let it be a living light with the light of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's noor and light will come by the zikr of Allah, tilawat of Quran Sharif, by the company of Allah Wala. That is by which noor will come in the heart. And when noor has come in the heart, then a person can easily distinguish between right and wrong. What is benefit and what is harm. But when there is a noor in the heart, you are in doubt, so much so that even guna, or a Western way of life, modern way of life, anti-Islamic life, you are confused that I think that today you have to live like that. You have to make the people happy. You have to make the family happy. You have to make your friends and society happy, because there's no noor in the heart. So you can't distinguish, you can't see your way clear. So, dil ko noor e khuda se tu abad kar. And that noor of Allah, this also is a thing which unfortunately many of us don't pay regard to, or we regard it as unimportant. But that noor comes by regularly making tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikr of Allah Ta'ala. We don't do these things. We feel more important that we must read some novels, we must watch some films. With the latest film, and it's a very special film, we must watch it. And we also have to be informed. And once my friends, I can't sit like a stupid dead and I don't know what's happened. The latest songs also. We must know what are the latest songs. The cricket scores and the cricket ways, the World Cup taking place. Soccer, cricket or anything. All that we have to be informed. But Quran, Hadith, Tilawat, Zikr, that we got like in our hearts. Up with that. So how can this person then, how, where will he get the noor of Allah Ta'ala? Or gunao ki khaish ko barbaad kar, and destroy the desire for guna. Overpower this strong desire of guna that you have, overpower it. And that is also by dhikrullah, by the love of Allah Ta'ala, by the noor of taqwa, then you will be able to control your desires. So make an effort in that direction. But that we don't do. Whole day we are in the shop. We come home, we are too tired. We can't even make it for Isha namaz. Too late Isha namaz in summer. Fajr is too early. No namaz in our lives. Or just slap dash. Wherever we can somehow do, put it in here, put it in there. And we don't do it properly. So then where will this noor come? And the desire of guna, how will it go out of a person? And this is a simple, straightforward way of life of a Muslim. Live that life and this noor of taqwa will come. A heart will be filled with noor of Allah Ta'ala. desire of guna, where you will be overpowering, you will overcome it quite easily. Hamse is zubaku to hammad kar, and how to do it is what you have done. Make your hatan, let it be singing the praises of Allah. The third kalima, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, and read the whole tasbih, and just even with pleasure and relish, read the third kalima, read durood sharif. This is make your tongue hammad with the praises of Allah Ta'ala. Sar ko chaukhat pe unko unki to sajjad kar, and your head place it on the threshold of Allah Ta'ala, and make it a head that is sajjad, that is engaged in sajda all the time. Make your tongue hammad, make your head sajjad. These are simple ways, and when this noor will come, then we won't think and ask that I've got too much desire of guna. I've become too weak. So do something about it. And to do, you don't need a big conference for it, a big seminar for it. You don't need big sophisticated lectures for it. You don't need slideshows, and you don't need it to be projected. You don't need a projector. Read Quran Sharif. Make zikr of Allah. Read Durood Sharif. Read that kalima. So simple. The deen of yusrun. Deen is easy. But we don't want to accept this easy way of life. قلب جاكتو اس طرف عباد کر, and your heart and your soul at this threshold of Allah, make it one that is full of ibadat of Allah. Sometimes the tilawat of Quran, sometimes zikrullah, sometimes dua, sometimes namaz, all the different types of ibadat, let it be engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. اور سکون دل و جاہ کو خلاد کر, and by this means you will make, this is also what we all complain. I've got a lot of anxiety, depression, lot of tension all the time. Do this ibadat of Allah, and thereby sukoon e dil, the peace of mind and comfort of heart, the peace of the heart and your soul, make it khallad forever, make it perpetual by making Allah's ibadat, zikrullah, tilawat of Quran Sharif, even without understanding. Allah Ta'ala will give you this bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub, that the hearts will find contentment in the zikr of Allah. And by doing it all the time, it will become khallah all the time. So Hazrat has rhymed these three words here: make your tongue hammad, make your head sajjad, and then your peace of mind, contentment of heart will become khallad, will become perpetual. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر, and all your haram desires you have got, destroy those desires. And it isn't just that it will just happen like that. You have to, if the driver is weak and your car and your animal is strong, it will take time. You become strong, and you lessen the food of your animal. That is so strong, he's overpowering you, he's disobedient to you. So you increase your food, the spiritual food, and lessen the body food of the animal. So then you will become stronger. اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر, and in this way, by making Allah Ta'ala happy, make your heart alive. And the minute a person has gone through the initial stages, at the beginning, he wants to make himself happy with guna, with things of this dunya, all the temptations, etc. But as soon as he realizes reality, and he starts making effort, and now he makes Allah happy, then he will find actual happiness, and perpetual happiness of this world and the year after. May Allah bless us with this reality, inshallah. In this kitab of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, the questions and answers that were put to Hazrat, here we read further. حضرت والا کے ایک مجاز حکیم امیر احمد صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ, جو حکیم امیر احمد sir. He was a Khalifa of Hazrat also, جو حضرت کے سابق پیر بھائی بھی تھے. Previously he was the Khalifa, the murid of Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab also. اور حضرت والے سے بہت محبت رکھتے تھے. He had a very good close relationship and he was very fond and loved حضرت very greatly. حضرت بھی ان سے بہت محبت فرماتے. حضرت also should like him and he was a very simple, straightforward person. He wasn't shrewd, he shouldn't manipulate, or he was just a simple, straightforward person. And those are qualities that win you the love of great, great people. But when you are like shrewd, when you try and manipulate the person, you tell him all stories, etc., then that person sees this is the person you should stay away from. You must be careful. When I was in Germiston, Maulana Ahmad Bela Sahib Rahmatullah Ali warned me of certain families. He said, these are very shrewd people. Don't become close to them. You don't know how they will manipulate you. So there are many people like that who are like that. A person must be on his guard. And these people, even if they do great things for you, don't be so impressed by it. And those people who are simple, straightforward, even if they make mistakes over you, they have no problem because they are very clean in their heart and they are very simple and straightforward. So he was one person like that, very simple. Hazrat ne unse bahut mohabbat farmati. Unhone Hazrat wale ko tahreer farmaya ki aapki yaad bahut satati hai. And this also we see that if you have somebody where your heart opens up to, there is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. To have such friends, some associates, where your heart can open up, where you relate to one another very freely, you understand one another very freely. For that there are many things, companionship, the age gap, there mustn't be a big age gap, because then also it's not possible, same temperament, etc. And if you have friends like that, you are very, very fortunate. Who you can open your heart up to and you can talk. And they also open their heart and talk to you. There is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala also. So this was one person like that with Hazrat. So he wrote to Hazrat that I'm missing you a lot. Hazrat wrote in reply, Hazrat Abdus ne jawab mein tahreer farmaya, ghar sataati hamari yaad tumhari. To me, that you look in how beautiful poetic form, that if my remembrance is troubling you, you're thinking of me, you are missing me very much. Taksela se Karachi tum aate. He was in Taksela, then you should take the journey and come. If you are really thinking of me, what's stopping you from coming to visit me? Come, don't only make words. Don't only say that, many people say that I miss you so much and so much, but they do nothing. Many people say we love you so much, but they don't follow your ways, they don't do anything. So the proof of it is that you come. And that there was such a, if this relation was not like this with this person, Hazrat should have written that, mashallah, you love me, very Mubarak, etc. And people get overtaken with them. But when there was this true relationship, Hazrat told him, then come from where you are in Taksela. You come along, come and visit me. Another time he wrote, aap se khiyal mein baatein karta rehta hoon. In my thoughts I keep on speaking. Many people say, in my heart you are always, always I think of you, I miss you, I talk with you, I have discussions with you. Hazrat wrote, kab tak khiyal ya se sarshar ho. How long are you just going to be a dream friend? Just in your dreams you are talking to me. Just in your, you building castles, and just in that you are talking. Real friendship is you come, sit here and let us talk. That is real friendship. Not just that you are just in your dream world you are all the time. Another time he wrote, likha ke arida mein taakhir par maafi ka khas gar, that in sending my letter I delayed in corresponding. That also many friends write, that are, and many of our friends, when they have a problem, then they contact, and then they say, maaf, after so long we write it. Immediately you make up, now there's a problem there. Otherwise, well, things are going smooth, they don't even think. Then they say, at that time they say, we think of you so much. And we think of you all the time. But only when a problem comes, then they write. So Hazrat wrote in return, maaf karta hu har khata teri, I forgive every fault of yours. Yaad rakhna magar khata meri. But don't forget my gift that I forgave you. That I overlooked you, don't forget. I forgive every fault of yours. Whatever you have done, you have corresponded after so long. And Urdu is also so beautiful. Maaf karta hu har khata teri. Yaad rakhna magar khata meri. Don't forget my favor also. And many people don't even acknowledge it as a favor. The reply we get is a favor. MashaAllah, some of our friends write that you read our emails, we appreciate it very much. Replying is a different, is a later thing. But just to read the email. So MashaAllah, many people have got that. And other people don't have adab. They still have to go a long way to learn adab also. And to get a reply, how many write and they are so happy, they say we never expected. Or a very quick reply we got. We never expected this and we appreciate it. That is also a great quality to understand, to appreciate. And some also write that, what are we? We are nothing. We are so great sinners. And we have this opportunity to correspond with you. And how they appreciate it. So these are all qualities that a person has to learn. And a person whose ears and eyes are open will learn all the time. But otherwise a person who is deaf and dumb and blind, things happen so much around him, but he doesn't listen. He sees, for example, how other people make khidmat, but he never learns to make khidmat like that. A person who is, I told my granddaughter, I asked her to do one, two things for me. She did it, and there were other one, two things, which she never do. I didn't tell her, so I told her, the right thing of a person is without being told to make khidmat. Then automatically, spontaneously, it has come out from the heart. If you tell somebody to do something, they do it properly, you appreciate it, you give du'as also. And so if you don't do it, or you do it wrongly, then a person whose akhlaq is made, he overlooks, he forgives. But if you do those things you do without being told, that is really an achievement. That, for example, a person who knows the mizaj, for example, of the sheikh, or the wife of the husband, or the student of the ustad, and we know this person likes this way, and before he says it, they do it already. So you get so happy. Our brother Yusuf Desai, many times he knows that before bayan, I like a cup of tea, sometimes I forget to tell him, but he organizes it. And he just brings the tea, I get so happy. So like that, many things like that, that a person while eating, and also same Yusuf Desai, mashallah, he understands so much, that he'll just keep his eye on me without me noticing, and he'll present things just as, and in a nice way. So to learn all these things. And other people, they are just interested in their own eating. They don't even take notice whether the chef's plate is empty, whether it's full, whatever. And to learn the mizaj. That wife who learns the mizaj of her husband and serves him. That student who learns the mizaj of his ustad. That murid who learns the mizaj of his chef like this. That person goes very far. And that dua that comes out naturally from the heart, that dua is very, very good. One is dua, you ask for duas to be made. And one is duas, your khidmat is such that your duas just flow from the heart. Like this, a person progresses tremendously. In another place he writes, Likha ke sardi aajkal pure shabab par hai. Very cold. This winter is at its height. It's very cold. Jawab tahreer farmaya. Hazrat wrote in reply to that, Aapka ish ganjwa hota. If your love was still young. Winter is at its height. But if your love was still young, Pucha ya me rawa hota. You should have, even in the middle of winter, you should have been just going towards your friend. Where there is true love, nothing blocks you. No heat blocks you, no winter blocks you, nothing, no excuses. But when a person doesn't have that love, then he makes all excuses. And also, yeah, where a person makes excuses, then the sheikh, for example, he usually, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what the munafiqeen readily, openly accepted their excuses. So much so that they started making the Auzubillah a mockery of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, Qul huwa udhum, he's all ears. You tell him anything, he just accepts it. But when those who were sincere, that there was a different story.
So those also those people who just make stories, then even the sheikh just accepts it.
Yeah, no, this is right for you. You carry on with this. But where there is the truth, you see that person really wants the goodness, then the sheikh will also treat him like that. And some people don't even make mashura. Those who make mashura, some do their own thing and inform. Some don't even inform, just do their own thing. So these are all adab and etiquette that we have to learn. Another time he wrote, isliye, because of winter, it being very cold and the height of winter, isliye namaz-e-fajr, maghrib, isha, ghar mein padta. Therefore I'm making my fajr, maghrib and isha at home. It's very cold, so I'm making it at home. Hazrat wrote, ye alamat hai, teri peeri ki. There is a sign that you have gone old now. And winter is affecting you a lot. And you can't take the cold anymore. Garmiya kya hui, jawani ki. And don't forget the summers. And don't forget your youth also. That now you are gone old and dead. And there is a lesson for those who are still young. Don't miss your namazes. A time will come, we saw many of our friends. A time came, they were very regular with namaz. We should envy them also how regular. But then a time came and they also said that we'll never sit on the chair and make namaz. But the time came when they had to sit on the chair. Then a time came where they started one, two namazes they had to make at home. A time came when all the namazes they had to make at home, they couldn't be present for one. So in your youth, when you got your strength, don't deprive yourself. Take advantage of your youth. How much you can do, you can do. Maybe that day comes that you cannot manage anymore to go to the masjid. And many of them cry at home that what we miss is the masjid. What we miss is our jamaat namaz. How we used to go. And so this is also a person should take a lesson. So we see when this relationship is so strong, that is being illustrated here. Hazrat has explained that. Then you speak from the heart to heart. Otherwise you only speak from tongue to tongue. And that is a very superficial thing. But where that relationship is such that you open up and you are sincere, and this can be made out very clearly, whether a person is sincere, whether he's just putting up a front and he's just showing muhabbat, etc., or whether he's genuine. And when he's genuine, you just see the person, you feel happy. And you can tell that person what you want to. You are even prepared to take work from him. Otherwise, you have got work, but you rather keep quiet. You go through it without telling the person. So to build such a relationship is also a very important aspect. In this kitab, Kashfur Ma'rifat, one very important point Hazrat has written, khawf-e istidraj, the fear of istidraj. Istidraj is like a miraj. You see in the distance water, but actually it is not water. So this is istidraj. That a person whom Allah, he feels I'm pious. And now he has the fear that am I pious or am I just thinking I'm pious? A person thinks he's sincere. And he think, am I really sincere or am I just thinking? So that person who has the fear that I'm not sincere, I'm a hypocrite, I'm this, I'm that, then that person will be saved. But a person who takes for granted, no, I'm pious, I'm sincere, I got taqwa, that person will falter, he won't go far. Istidraj, khawf-e istidraj, istidraj nahi hota. Those who have the fear of istidraj, that I think I'm pious, and they are always afraid, I'm not sincere, I'm not pious, I haven't prepared for akhirat, then that is that actually they are sincere. The person, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, one tabi that I met 30 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, who all feared that they are munafis. So that's a sign that they are sincere. A person who is sincere has got this fear. A person who is not sincere, he's got no fear. And he feels that I'm okay. When Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, right in his old age, when he couldn't speak also,
He needed somebody who could understand what he's saying to tell the person what he's saying. So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a young alim that went and meet him, and then they told Hazrat is not well, so he went away. Mother Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali found out, so he sent for him again. And he said, Mufti Sahib, I have something very important to say, things to say to you. Amongst that he said that I fear that this work is just istidraj, that it has progressed so much, how the people have taken. So Mufti Sahib told him at that, that a person has a fear that it is istidraj, then it is not istidraj. So then Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali felt very happy, and with the proof of the ayat of the Quran. Haq Ta'ala irshad farmate hain, Allah says in the Quran, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We will put them in istidraj, they will think that we are this, that today I'm a big chef, I've got a big following, people are kissing my hands, people are respecting me, and that. When you feel like that, and this happens quite common, whether you're a chef also, whether you're an imam also, then the imam also, you see how his attitude changes after years in the community, how he will treat his musallis, like a boss he becomes then. That at the beginning was humility and humbleness. Now, and over the years, now you see how his attitude, how he sits also, how he acts also, the same in Ustad also. After years of being in the post, the principal of a madrasa also, after years, if you are not careful, that humility goes out. And you feel nobody can do without me also. I am the main person here. And you order people around also, do this, do that. So this is all that comes into a person. So in all fields this comes. Hum unko is tarah deen de rahe hain ki unko uska ilm bhi nahi hota. Allah says we are giving them rope in such a way that they don't even know that this rope is in somebody else's hand. They thinking we are big today, we are bosses. Yeah, also we see in the Dharma, some ustads have to come in. How many sources they use to make sifarish, etc. Once your foot is in the door, then you see slowly they start now, actually start bossing also. And they chalawa their own things also. And this happens in a business also. A worker, he starts, he hasn't got, but afterwards, then you have to tell him also, you're too big for your boots now. You have to remind him and ask him, who's the boss here? Hey, are you the boss or am I the boss? So these things do happen, so a person must be careful for that, that he mustn't overstep his limit. He mustn't think today, now I'm the big boss. Always you understand your position and remain under your position. Don't even remain up to your position and don't go out. That you start now bossing the boss also, you telling him what to do, etc. And the muskura, dalalat karti hai, ke haq ta'ala jisko istidraj mein mubtala farmate hai. In this ayat, the clear indication is given, ke that person who is involved in istidraj, usko istidraj ka khauf aur andesha hi nahi hota. And he hasn't got even the fear that I am in istidraj. One person discussed something with me and something about himself, he says, oh, I would like to think this about me. So that is that he doesn't say I am sincere, I am pious, this is what I would like to think. A person likes to think about himself that I am very good. But you know that I'm not good, I'm not pious, I'm not right here. I think I'm very humble. Ask the wife how humble you are. Hey, I think that I'm very pious. Ask the wife how pious you are. So a person who has this fear, that person that I'm not like that, though the whole world are telling me that, and it's not easy, it's only who Allah Ta'ala helps. Otherwise today, you just make your outward form pious, you think I'm a pious person. Hey, you just wear amama, jubba, you think I'm a big sheikh, I'm a big, you explain one masala, you think that I'm the faqih of the time, etc. These things happen. But where Allah's pleasure comes, then a person is always fearful. And he chides himself, taunts himself, looks in the mirror, oh, you big ashik e rasul. Hey, you don't even make miswak. When you must your miswak, for example, you are big arif billah. What arif are you? That person. But otherwise, this thing just go to the head immediately. And a person thinks, I'm really like that. Ab ye masala hal ho gaya. Hazrat explains that this point has been sorted out. کہ بعض اکابر کو اپنے ساتھ رجوع خلق کا حجوم دے کر خوف استدراج کا ہوا. That many of our wuzurgs, when Allah Ta'ala made the people turn towards them, Allah gave them maqbooliyat, people respect them, people honor them, people give them hadaya, presents, everything, people listen to them, then they fear that it's istidraj, that it is just a show, it's a mirage, it's not reality. And the person who has got that, that person has got reality. And a person who thinks that really I'm like that, and like for example, when you're a big chef, and you get off the aeroplane is videoed as it lands. As you get off the aeroplane, then all your big jubba, jubba, mama, and the extra shawl line, and all the cameras are on you, and you are smiling, that I'm a big chef. This person is in big, big trouble. He's in big, big danger. But the person who fears all the time, inshallah, that's a sign that that person is saved. لہذا ان کا یہ خوف ہی دلیل ہے کہ ان کو استدراج نہیں. This fear that it is istidraj, that is the proof that it is not istidraj. According to Quran Sharif, that is the person who has this fear that this is just an outward show, it's temporary, Allah is just testing me, that person will be saved. But that person who thinks really I'm a big buzur, and he starts taking advantage of his murids also, and he starts orders them around also, and he wants this done, and he asks, you bring me this, you bring me that. And we find this especially with the bidatif is, they order what and what they demand. So this is a proof that those people are in trouble. So even if we people must be very, very careful, never ever think that really I am like this. But the outward form, don't be deceived by that outward form. لہذا ان کا یہ خوف یہ دلیل ہے کہ ان کو استدراج نہیں گیا نہیں ہے جو مستدرج ہوتا ہے وہ استدراج سے بے خوف ہوتا ہے. And a person who actually is just an outward show, it's not reality, it's temporary, it will be taken away, it's just a show for you, that is مستدرج, وہ استدراج سے بے خوف ہوتا ہے. He hasn't got any fear that this is just a show, right? Like they're just putting you up, like your company wants to take work from you, they push you up. But it's just to take that certain work, after that not only drop you, they'll fire you also. So you get overtaken. Oh, they're giving me such a position, etc. They just want you to do some things, to say some things on that occasion. They're just taking, using you for that. And you don't understand. And you think, really, I'm down the boss in the department. Everyone listens to me. And I'm the big shot here. I'm pulling the shots here. No, after that, they just drop you. So never be fooled by these things. Never be unfearful of temporary things. It might be just a temporary show. جیسا کہ کافر کو اپنے کفر کے بارے میں صدمہ یا خوف نہیں ہوتا. What a beautiful explanation. Just like a non-believer is never sorrowful of his kufr. And he never feels any sadness that, I'm in kufr, etc. He's in kufr, worse guna. He disbelieves in Allah, his maker, creator, sustainer, controller of all his matters, to whom he's going to return. He disbelieves in him, but he's got no fear. On the other hand, بس مؤمن کو وسوسہ کفر پر صدمہ ہونا دلیل ہے. And a true mu'min, just on the thought that perhaps I'm in kufr, that makes him restless. He can't take it. He gets so worried. What's my condition? Am I on in kufr or whatsoever? Then that is, کہ یہ مؤمن کامل ہے. This proof that this is a mu'min کامل. And this is proof because that worry of yours. So, جیسا کہ حدیث میں ذاق صریح اور ایمان فرمایا گیا. When the Sahaba رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ presented to the Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم the fears they have with regard to ایمان. So Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said on that occasion the same thing. This fear of yours is the proof that you have got ایمان. Because a non-Muslim hasn't got that fear. He will never come and say, I think I'm in kufr, I'm going to Jahannam. No, he doesn't have that at all. So that is the extreme. From that extreme example, understand this istidraj also of whatever your position, that I'm now making tahajjud regularly. My namazes are with jama'ah, takbir-e-ula, but fear that this may be temporary. Don't, now just because 2 days you're making getting up for tahajjud, now you think I'm a heavy tahajjud puja. Or you just gave some charity 10,000, my hand is over, shall I spend in the path of Allah. See, this temporary thing, don't be over, have fear that I don't know if this is reality, if there's going to, a person who has that fear, then that is reality. And a person who hasn't got that fear, that is just a shaitan just giving him a show. Like shaitan, many great buzurgs also, he tried and tempted them, he showed them what things he showed them. But the person who has this fear, he won't fall for this. May Allah Ta'ala guide us. And let me do this one more. Man raani faqad raani se sahabi nahi ban sakta hai. In a hadith it comes, a person who has seen me in a dream has seen me. So we have seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you are sahabi. But Hadith says, by seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, you don't become a sahabi. That was the person who saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while away. Maulana Uzair Gul sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam, se maalum kya. Maulana Uzair Gul was a very great alim. Ya shaykh ul-hin rahmatullahi alayhi. Ke hadith mein hai, man raani faqad raani. A person who saw me, actually he did see me. There is no doubt he saw me. To kya huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko khwab mein dekhne wala sahabi ban sakta hai? So a person who sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, and many people mashallah are honored with that, then farmaya haan, magar sahabi, khwabi sahabi ban hai. Say yes, he will be a sahabi, but a dream sahabi. Not an actual sahabi, a dream sahabi. He saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, so he will be a dream sahabi. In this kitab we were reading, Hadrat put it in poetic form, how Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullahi alayhi, met his shaykh Shams Tabriz. Further Hadrat says, وَقْتِ رُخْصَتْ كَا هَيْ اَبْ مَيْرَا قَرِيمٍ. That Shams Tabriz, rahmatullahi alayhi, said to Allah Ta'ala, my time of leaving the world is close now. Kisi ku sompo ye amanat e habib. Oh my Allah, this burning wall of love of yours which is in my heart, this amanat and this trust, oh Allah, grant me somebody that I can transfer it to. I don't want to die with it and go in the qabr with it. I want to give it to somebody. Pas achanak ghaib se aayi sada, Allah Ta'ala has put a sound in his heart and informed him, Shams Tabrizi, to foreign Room ja. Oh Shams Tabriz, immediately you go to Room. Turkey, modern day Turkey, Istanbul and Konya, particularly that place in Turkey, which was, first this was the Eastern Byzantine Empire. It was part of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire, where Italy, the Vatican, etc., that was the Western Byzantine Empire. This was the Eastern. So go to Rome immediately. This place was known as Rome. Maulvi Rumi ko kar Maulai Rum, and make Maulvi Rumi, make him Maulai Rum. He's a Maulvi, he's mashallah, he's got great knowledge and doing great work of deen, but now transform him and make him Maulai Rum, the lover of Allah Ta'ala. Usko kar faariq tu az ghogai Rum, and you free him from all his other activities. What he said, teaching was a very great alim, which is very great, but you free him from that, and now you put him only solely in the love of Allah and connection with Allah Ta'ala. Al-gharaz az hukm ghaibi shamsi haq. In short, this command of Allah Ta'ala which had come to Shams Tabriz rahmatullahi alayhi, Rum ki janib chala is amri haq. He went immediately now to Konya, where Maulana Rum used to be. Maulvi Rumi pardal kya nazar, pardali kya nazar. And when he went there, here also we learn, which Hazrat explained many times, that when a person has got the true desire to learn the love of Allah, Allah many times sends his shaykh to him. That not he goes to the shaykh, Allah sends the shaykh to him. For which Hazrat explained this beautiful example, that a small ant in Khorasan, in Siberia and that side, all that area, had the desire to see Kaaba Sharif. Now where is that ant going to come from there to Kaaba Sharif? Allah sent a pigeon, a dove of the Haram, right there to Siberia, to Khorasan. And there it was landed there by that ant. And Allah inspired that ant, your jumbo jet has come now. And now you climb onto your jumbo jet. And when your jumbo jet takes off, then don't get frightened. It's going to soar and go very high now. It will flap its wings also with bottom and make a big noise. But you just hold firm, you'll reach my Kaaba. So like that, anyone who wants to reach Allah, Allah sends a sheikh to him also. And then all the temperament of the sheikh, scolding of the sheikh, tolerate all that, you will reach Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala sends Shams Tabriz to Maulana Rum, Rahmatullah Alayhi. And Allah Ta'ala told him that put your special tawajjuh and nazar on Maulana. There is also, and this also has to be from both sides. You make dua, you make tawajjuh, you make effort, but that recipient must also, you can take a horse to the water, but you can't make it drink. Some people just don't submit. You try so hard, you burn your heart, finish, but no submission, no change whatsoever. So that is also required. Garpare behosh rumi raah par, in such a way that he falls unconscious on the road. Ilm o fam ka jufa nazre jam hai, and all his knowledge and all his funon, arts, all this other knowledge which he has got, all the types of knowledge of deen, of dunya, etc. Ilm o fam ka jufa nazre jam hai, let it be all sacrificed for the goblet of the love of Allah tomorrow. Kamra honi ko tashna kaam hai. And this is that to drink that goblet of the love of Allah Ta'ala, that to satiate your thirst, and then you will become successful. You will reach Allah Ta'ala. Ek zamana maulvi rumi ka tha. One was that time of Maulana Rum. Sadwa wa shaukat wa shahi ka tha. That he was great honor. 500 ulama, not students, used to walk behind him all the time. They used to carry his bedding, his pots and pans. They should cook for him, make him comfortable, make his khidmat. And everyone where he used to go, people had great respect for him. That was one time of his. In izzat nisbat Khwarizm Shah, and also one great respect that he was the grandson of the king of the place. So that on that line also people had great honor and respect for him. Dusri sab ilm o fan se naaz o jaah, and what great knowledge that 500 ulama should be behind him. Great, great knowledge he had. Jab kahi unka safar hota kabhi, whenever he used to go on a journey, on a safar, aati fawran khas shahi palki, the royal transport used to come for him. That he was so honored that wherever he wanted to go, not an ordinary car, a very special, the royal transport used to come for him. Lashkar al-Khuddam, Vashagirdar Sadhi, and the army used to be with him. The man in service used to be with him. All his students was with him. Ehtiram and Saath, wo lete sabhi. And in respect, what a great kafla used to be for him. That his 500 students also, the army also, and all the attendants also, and what a royal transport for him also. This bursi, five bursi ka hujum, people kissing his hands, people kissing his legs, people all around him, huge, huge crowds by him. Ehtiram and saath ho lete sabhi, har taraf se bas machi hoti thi dhoom. But from all sides there was just, oh, Maulana is on safar, Maulana, so big kafla is going with Maulana, all this and that. That was his one time. And then, we have further than Hazrat explained, the time came later, and then what was his, when he became, he gave up all that, and this is that sincerity, and this is that honesty, and the true talab and desire that he had, that now to learn the love of Allah, he gave up all that great respect and honor, in 1 second he gave it up. And he told his 500 students, now you don't stay behind me, I will carry the bedding of my shirt. I will carry his pots and pans and I will cook for him. I will do everything for my shirt now. And now you people, you go your way. When a person, it's not easy, when a person was in such respect, honor, comfort and everything, and to give it up, but that is when Allah made him Maulai Rum. When Maulvi Rum became Maulai Rum, may Allah bless us with this. Just a little bit of Kaab Guzari, of the efforts for the Islahi Jalsa, mashallah. Some of our brothers, Allah reward them, are really, really doing very good and going out of their way. What we have to mention, for example, in Port Shepstone, Maulana Saleem is already visited so many places, and not only that, but his own town people. He has taken on the big, respectable people, got them also ready to go with him. And they have gone to so many places already. Same way in Maritzburg, Maulana Mehta, mashallah, he has himself personally gone and he has given da'wah to so many places. Cape Town, Imran, Esab, he has covered up already so many places, and where they have gone personally to all these places. Then, is that on? You know these places. She has been informed. And the other places also are doing, mashallah. They are covering up also places, but these are particularly very highlights, where they are really going out of their way and they are making effort. And we would like, yeah, in the East Rand, Maulvi Mahmood Sallu phoned me also, and mashallah, they also have covered up a lot of places with Mufti Ali Bhai, etc., with the others. They have covered up also quite a few places. So, and I told them that whichever place does 10 places, then I will go personally to that place. MashaAllah, Rustenburg also, by Hassan, Allah reward him, he's taken the fikr very well this year, MashaAllah, and he's working on his own satis there, and they are getting ready. And MashaAllah, many brothers with him, Harun is there, all the others, Ridwan is there, all the other brothers also, Maulana Talha, they also have already covered up some places, and they are working to cover up the other places also. So we hope everyone, and everyone in his own area. One is we go to other areas where we get a lot of respect and lot of show, and one in our own area, Ghalki Murli, nobody really even appreciates what you're doing. They don't even anything, there's no big welcome, there's no big da'wats or anything. Your whole area, you just go give da'wats, you come home, not even a cup of tea or anything. That is where the sacrifice is. So, and also, mashallah, Muhammad Musa and them went to all the da'wat rooms around here, and the other masjids are covered here. Lucas got mentioned here, all this, the piece of two counselors. See? So, messages you have. Masjids are there. There are only two masjids. So anyway, so we request the brothers, the client, to step up their efforts. It's about less than, what, 10 days now or something for the Islahi Jalsa. And to show our loyalty to the Khanqa at least. A whole year we come, we partake everything, we partake of the programs of everything. Now is the time to shed our little bit sweat. No blood also, time also so little. And how much? Everyone thinks also, if I'm benefiting from the Khanqa, shouldn't I be putting something back into the Khanqa? That we are coming, Allah has made us benefit in various ways by the barakat of our share. So let us also put in something. And besides, we should go personally, try and meet the imam, give da'wat in the masjid, try and meet a few people where possible, especially influential people who can influence other people, stress on them to give the da'wat. And we can use many more things also, SMSs, emails, those who got WhatsApp accounts, etc., with other people. Instead of using it for other things, use it for this. So what, in whichever way, everyone can be conscious and find that, have that conscience in us that how much have I done for the Islahi Jalsa and how much can I do. And everyone should do. Some of us think that we haven't told a single person about the Islahi Jalsa. Whether even it is in the family or just some friends also we didn't do, and we just leave, there is also human nature, we leave it, Ehsan will be doing it. Wali Musa Kaji will be doing it. This one will be doing it. Now every person take it upon himself that I must invite towards the Jalsa inshallah. And also Wali Musa, Mufti Muhammad, keep on informing the responsible brothers and ask them how much work is given. Even if it's on a daily basis, on a Sunday email, please inform us how much has been done, how many places have been covered, etc. So all of us, let us try and see how much we can do and invite the brothers inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. غرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے. خالق حسن کی ہر لہجہ ہے, خالق حسن کی ہر لہجہ ہے, شان نئی سبحان اللہ. الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب اپنی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو. خیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو. نشہ عشق الہی یارو, نشہ عشق الہی یارو, چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ. الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے, جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے. جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جوں ہی صحابہ نے, ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ. الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں, جس سے معاصی کے وہ سارے خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں, جس سے معاصی کے وہ سارے خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں. پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل تک پہنچاتے ہیں. رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے سب کہہ دو ماشاء اللہ. الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ illa Allah, 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 la ilaha illa Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
These are few characters, which the brothers have written directly to me, and it stuck with me. But if other brothers can inform us what they're doing, and mashallah, other brothers, so whatever they have done, and we are not informed, so we don't know, we haven't mentioned it. But these brothers, mashallah, how much they are doing, and continuously keeping contact, informing, and asking advice how to do, what to do, those are the ones that we have mentioned. May Allah accept everyone's sacrifice and efforts.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa naqilatum muttaqin wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya wa mursaleen Sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina mulana Muhammad wa ala misalimain Rabbana wa rumna tusunna wa illam tafillana wa tarhamna lana kunan min khasirin Allahumma illa maghfiratuka wa sallimubina wa rahmatuka arja indana min amalina فاغفر لنا وارحمنا انك انت الغفور الرحيم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اصلح لنا شاننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفه عين اللهم ان قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منا شيئا واذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن انت ولينا واهدنا الى سواء السبيل اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي مولاها اللهم إن نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا وإذا أردت بقوم فتنة فتوفنا غير مخذول ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهد لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والعمل والنية والحد إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعنه سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله